More than a million non-U.S. citizens will file their income taxes this year. Some of them are living and working illegally in the U.S. Still, they see filing taxes as an opportunity to prove their economic contribution and to document that they live here. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has this story.
Johnny Guerrero is sanding new pipes in a bathroom. He's been plumbing, painting, and remodeling buildings in Boston for 4 years, sometimes employing as many as 6 men. But as far as the U.S. government is concerned, he's been working and living here illegally.
This country needs labor from people who really want to work. You don't see the people who complain about immigrants doing this kind of work. They don't know how to build a wall. They have to pay someone to do it.
He says getting legal status here is like building a house. You need a good foundation and shouldn't cut corners. Guerrero is building his personal foundation on tax records. He's filed his taxes since he came to the States 9 years ago. He hopes his paper trail with the IRS will show immigration services he's a law-abiding citizen. But he says U.S. laws don't make sense. One agency says you shouldn't be here, while another says, as long as you are, we'll help you file your taxes.
I see the policy is contradictory, but the way to deal with that is to follow the law as closely as possible.
Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service Teletax Information Line. If you are a foreign person who does not have and is not eligible to get an SSN, you must use an Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, or ITIN.
The U.S. Treasury Department created ITINs 11 years ago to help people working here without Social Security numbers comply with U.S. tax laws. Those laws say if you earn money here, you have to report it, even if you're here illegally. Last year, Johnny Guerrero was among 1.4 million people who used the special numbers. The last time the government checked, more than half of the people using ITINs were illegal immigrants. Federal tax law prohibits the IRS from sharing information with other government agencies, including immigration authorities. So it's the promise of confidentiality that allows immigrants to file their taxes without fear of being deported.
I think it's a ridiculous situation.
Marty Dinnerstein is president of Immigration Matters, a public policy firm in New York that advocates for stricter immigration laws.
They know that people that are using ITINs are in the country illegally. It's basically tantamount to institutionalizing illegal immigration in the country.
The IRS won't comment on this, although in congressional hearings, IRS officials have acknowledged concern that the ITINs may be used for non-tax purposes. In fact, some banks have accepted the numbers in lieu of a Social Security number. Immigration officials say the IRS is just doing what it's supposed to do, collect taxes. They say the onus is on employers to verify the legal status of their employees. Johnny Guerrero, the Dominican construction company owner, is thankful to the IRS, although he had to pay them $7,000 for last year's earnings. The opportunity to file helped him get legal. Last week, after years of illegal residence here, he received a work permit. That's based in part on years of filing taxes.
Here they look at how you're working, how honest you are in your work and your taxes. And if you aren't honest, they'll say you're not worth the trouble.
Next tax season, Guerrero will have his own Social Security number and will start applying for permanent residence. For NPR News, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.